أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, in today's talk we will focus on three issues. One, Muharram. We all know the new year has started, and alhamdulillah it is the fourth of Muharram 1443 in Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa, and 90-95% of the Muslim world and other places. Alhamdulillah ala dhalik. And thereafter we will discuss about Ashura and then Karbala briefly, inshallah. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala mentions in Surah 9, Chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 36, Inna iddata shuhuri inda Allah isna ashara shahra fi kitabillahi yawma khalaqa samawati wal ard minha arbatun hurum. The day Almighty Allah created this entire universe, we find that Almighty Allah ordained and prescribed that there be 12 lunar months. So our calendar is old as time itself, from time immemorial. From the 12 lunar months, 4 are sacred months. So which are the 4 sacred months? The Quran Sharif is silent. The Hadith Sharif in Bukhari Sharif is mentioned. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Thalathun mutawaliyat. The 3 are consecutive months, Zulqada wa Zulhijja wa Muharram. And the 4th one of the holy month is the month of Rajab. So on that we have consensus. There's no 2 opinions on that. So this month of Muharram, it means respected, honorable, and is one of the sacred and holy months. Second one, why did Islam choose the lunar calendar? When you travel in this world, then you will really appreciate it. In your life, you saw that you already went through the whole cycle. Ramadan, sometimes in summer, sometimes winter, other seasons. You see and juxtapose it with the non-Muslims in South Africa. They are Christmas, New Year. They live for 70-100 years, always in summer. I've been to America, Canada, it's winter time. You can't even go out. So cold, and the snow, minus 15. Minus 18, minus 20. So imagine whole life like that. So everything of Islam has so much wisdom, but we have not understood the wisdom. We have the best, and we should be sharing it with the rest. That should be our duty, remember that. So that is number one. There are many other reasons as well. Then the entire month of Muharram, not only Ashura, brothers, this is a misconception. The entire month of Muharram, what did Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam teach us? Is hadith authentic in Sahih Muslim? So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Afdalu siyam ba'da Ramadan shahrullah al-Muharram." The best month to keep fasting. Tomorrow, Sunday, Monday. So you keep the fast because it's the best fast to keep after the mandatory compulsory fast of Ramadan. And which is this month? Shahrullah. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam attributed it to all Almighty Allah. How we say Baytullah for the Kaaba Musharrafa. Remember, the entire universe belongs to Allah, but you attribute it to Almighty Allah to elevate the rank and status of it. So Allah Ta'anbi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received wahi and said Shahrullah, this is the month of Almighty Allah. So we must try and keep as many fasts. From the time we became mature, we attained the age of puberty, maturity, till now, if we up to date, alhamdulillah, keep the nafil fast, sunnat fast. But if we have qaza, brothers, then remember Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Deenullah ya haqqu wa ufa. The debts of Almighty Allah, that must be given preference, and we have to ensure we pay it back fully. So whether it's our salat that is outstanding, our fast that is outstanding, our zakat that is outstanding, so all that we need to address it and redress it as well. So keep the qada fast first and then worry about the nafil fast. Next week Thursday is a day of Ashura. Regarding Ashura, there are three ahadith. All of you should understand this, because your wife will get very happy also. Number one, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us the hadith in Razin and Bayhaqi and Mishkat Sharif. Man wassa'a ala iyalihi fi nafaqa yawm ashura, wassa'a Allahu sa'ira sanati. Who increases the risk and sustenance for his family, wife and children, parents and so forth. So that we should do Wednesday night. So Wednesday night, mashallah, your wife is there, oh honey, take the money, give some nice food, whatever, to your children and so forth. So that is the sunnah. This gift story is we just made from our side. Remember, that is not sunnah. That give this one a gift and that. That is not that. We just from our side we made it. So spending on our family, so practice on that. There's a great scholar, Imam Shafi, his teacher, Sufyan bin Uyayna. He states, فَجَرْ رَبْنَاهُ فَوَجَدْنَاهُ كَذَلِكَ. The year in which we were a bit lavish with our wives and children and parents and siblings and so forth, that year Allah Ta'ala made our risk and sustenance easy for us. And the year we did not do so, then it became a little bit difficult for us. So that we do Wednesday night, inshallah. Keep, make your wife happy, children happy, alhamdulillah. We fast Wednesday, Thursday or Thursday, Friday. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to keep one fast in Makkah Mukarramah. When they migrated to Medina Munawwara, first time interaction with the Jews were fasting, and asked them, why you fast? They say, Hada yawmun azim, is an auspicious day. Anjallahu fihi Musa wa qawma, wa gharraqa fir'auna wa qawma. Allah rescued and saved Nabi Musa alayhi salam and his people, drowned the Pharaoh and his people, so therefore we keep this fast. Listen to the words of the Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nahnu ahakku wa awla bi Musa. We are more deserving to follow Nabi Musa alayhi salam. You brought about interpolation, addition, omission in the Torah. You change everything. We are following the true teaching. And then Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, for me and you, so that we don't imitate, emulate the Jews, khaliful Yahud. Do contrary to the Jews, sumu at-tasiya wal-ashir. Open Mustafa Ahmad Tirmidhi, you will find it. Fast the 9th and 10th, or 10th and 11th, or 9th, 10th and 11th. So alhamdulillah in that way. So Wednesday, Thursday, or Thursday, Friday, or Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, alhamdulillah. And don't forget about Wednesday night to feed your family a bit extra and so forth, in case you're kind. Then there's a hadith in Tirmidhi. Many a time we are oblivious of this. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, regarding Ashura, Tab Allahu fihi ala qawm. Allah jalla wala accepted the tawbah and repentance of a people on the day of Ashura. That are the people of Nabi Musa alayhi wa sallam, the Bani Israel. Wa yatubu fihi ala qawm in akhirin. Allah will accept the tawbah of people in the latter generations as well. So each one of us, Wednesday night, read 2 rakat salatu tawbah, Thursday is Ashura, inshallah we're fasting. Read extra 2 rakat, 4 rakat, beg Almighty Allah for forgiveness. None of us are exempted, none. 2 ayats in the Quran, always remember this. Almighty Allah teaches us Surah 24, verse 31. وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Turn to Almighty Allah in repentance, all of you. Every person today who's living, male, female, and is baligh and mature, we all are sinners. So turn to Almighty Allah, all of you, O you believers, then make tawbah and repent. Then you will be successful. And what is the sign that Almighty Allah has accepted our tawbah, our repentance? All this in the Quran Sharif. Surah 66, verse number 8. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha. Ey iman walo, all you who believe, turn to Almighty Allah in tawbah, that is nasuha. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu is a phrase. Ye to ashikana khitab hai. This is an address filled with love, my brothers. Allah is inspiring us, motivating us. I gave you the greatest gift. Now carry on, do the actions. A person came to Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, and asked him, what is tawbah and nasuha? I know too, what is nasuha? Sayyidina Umar was a genius. Amirul Mu'mineen illustrated the point via an example and said, when you milk the she camel, when you milk the cow, do you see the milk going back into the udders of the cow? He said, no. He said, when you say you make tawbah, then don't go back to that evil and devilish lifestyle. Don't go back to the riba and interest. Don't go back to the zina, fornication, adultery. Don't go back, we must remember, to the pornography. So all these vices are rife and rampant. We all know about it. So we all have our own weaknesses and challenges. So when we cry, we beg, we petition Allah, then the sign that my tawbah is accepted, we don't return to it. That is tawbah and nasuha. So that is what Allah gives us from time to time. Zulhijjah, big days, big nights, auspicious days, auspicious nights, now Ashura, because Allah created us to be successful, not to be a failure. Try this, try this. Allah is giving me and you a bahana, an excuse, so that we enter Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, inshallah. So, inshallah, we come to the third part. This is very important. I see I got about 12, 14 minutes left. The topic of Karbala. Our people hear Karbala and so forth and so on. I've been to Karbala. Alhamdulillah, in 2000 I was there. Let me give you a quick history so you understand what's happening. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam demise took place in the 11th year of the Hijrah, right? Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, 13th year. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in the ending of the year 23, performing Fajr Salat, it's a Friday, behind him there was Fayruz, Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi. He had a dagger, and the dagger had three parts like, you know, the very sharp and the sides like that. He waited, it was dark, and then he stabbed Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. While he was performing Imamat, Sayyidina Umar collapsed and asked one question. The person who stabbed me, was he a Muslim or non-Muslim? He said, no, it's Majusi, fire worshipper, Zoroastrian. He said, Alhamdulillah, not a Muslim. So lo and behold, then he killed other people, he committed suicide. I want you, my brothers, pay attention here, all of you. I've been to Iran also in 2013. Who is the person who murdered and martyred Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala? Fayruz Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi, the fire worshipper. You go today to Iran and the place called Kashan. It was a Friday when I went. It was the 5th of Rabiul Awal and it was 2013. The Iranian regime, one side they will tell us we must become brothers with them. But this is the question you need to pose to them, to the Iranian Shias, that they are the ones that the murderer of Sayyidina Umar, they built a big mausoleum and a mazar and a shrine. And on there is written Baba Shuja'uddin. I saw my own eyes. And if you want it, just send me a message. I'll send it to you. I got it on my phone. So you must remember that, my brothers, Shuja'uddin, we salute you, Allah forbid, the Kufar Shia are saying, you did the greatest deed. You murdered Umar. He was our enemy. Imagine. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Me and you, can we ever accept that, my brothers? Sing properly. So that happened, Sayyidina Umar passes away. The dua in Bukhari Sharif is mentioned of Sayyidina Umar. Allahumma arzuqni shahadatan fi sabilik waj'al mawti bi baladi rasulik. Ya Allah, grant me martyrdom in your path. Ya Allah, let me be buried in Medina Munawwara. This is Umar. Wa ma adraka man Umar. Who is Umar, my brothers? What Umar said on the first, Allah sent from the arsh. 23 two places Allama Suyuti has mentioned in Itqan. So Sayyidina Umar, your dua, O Umar, is so great. We won't only bury you in Medina, we bury you right next to the master, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. That is Umar radiallahu anhu. Anyway, on the 1st of Muharram, the year 24, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu becomes the Khalifa. Then he is martyred also in the ending of 35. Also, long story, I don't have time. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu becomes the Khalifa. But that situation, condition in Medina is volatile, very tense. One side, Siddiqa, Sayyidina Aisha, Sahaba saying the murderers of Sayyidina Uthman must be brought to book. And the other side, Sayyidina Ali says, but who can we really pinpoint? It's a whole mob. So he was in that dilemma. He left Medina, went to Kufa, Iraq. The Khilafat moved to Iraq during the time of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. So in the month of Ramadan, 40th year, remember he is also martyred. Abdurrahman bin Muljim, he murders and martyrs Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu warda. What happens after that? Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu's son, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu becomes the Khalifa. Now understand this hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, beloved grandson Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu, at the time of the demise of the Master alayhi salam was 8 years old. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu is 7 years old. So very young. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam giving advice to the Sahaba. Sayyidina Hassan is here on the minbar, on the pulpit. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks at the Sahaba and looks at his beloved Nawasa, Sittu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, beloved grandson. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Inna bni hadha sayyidun, لَأَلَّلَّهَ أَن يُسْلِحَ بِهِ بَيْنَ فِيَتَيْنِ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. That Allah will make him, he's my grandson, and he is a leader and a Sayyid. Therefore we say Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein. That's the word Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used. And remember, Allah will use him to bring about reconciliation between two big groups of the Muslims. So he becomes Khalifa after the demise of his father. We went to all these places also where Sayyidina Ali is buried and all that. Anyway, for 6 months or so, he runs. He's in charge of the affair of the Ummah. Thereafter, he resigns. Who resigns? Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu, his Amir al-Mu'mineen, his Khalifa. He leaves Iraq. He goes to Damascus, Syria. He takes the mantle of leadership, Khilafat, hands it over to Amir al-Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. This is the year 41 after Hijrah. The year 41 in our Islamic terminology is known as Amul Jama'ah. The year of unity, the year of reconciliation. One ruler, one Khalifa, one Amirul Mu'mineen. Everybody took their hand in the hand of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu or his representative in different capitals and so forth. So from the year 41 right up to Rajab, remember 22nd of Rajab, 60th year after the Hijrah, he, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, was the Khalifa, and so many places were conquered. Just to digress for a minute, Afghanistan, our Taliban, they shaking the world. America ran away, NATO ran away, Britain ran away. Just today on the radio I mentioned, after the translation of the khutbah from Makkah, America coming back, Britain coming back, not to fight. They say we're taking our people away. I say the vets are leaving now because they saw what is Quwwat-e-Iman. Understand this, it's a miracle unfolding in front of our eyes, that how the enemies are taking flight. You must remember that you call Imani Taqat. Anyway, so you must remember that Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, in his time, parts of Afghanistan were conquered. In time of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, Kabul and those areas were conquered. You should know the history as well. Now carry on. So Yazid comes into power after the death of his father. So you must remember, Yazid is not Sahabi or anything and so forth. So when the announcement is made that now in Medina, other places, Yazid is there in Damascus, you must give your hand and put your hand in the representative's hand of Yazid. So there in Medina Munawwara, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu refused. to say, yeah, Abdullah ibn Zubayr refused. And like that, some senior Sahaba, Abdullah ibn Umar and them, radiallahu anhum, they refused. So these two Sahaba, Sayyidina Hussein, radiallahu anhum, Abdullah ibn Zubayr, radiallahu anhum, night time, they left from Medina Munawwara, and then they came here to Makkah. They stayed there. In Makkah, Makkah is a place of sanctuary. Now, my brothers, comes the key moment. It is the days of Hajj. The year is 60 after Hijrah. It's Yomut Tarwiyah, the 8th of Zulhijjah. The people performing Hajj got their ihram on, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. They're leaving from Makkah to Mina. The next day will be Arafat. He, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, sees a dream. And he says, now I have to go. I have received so many letters from the people of Iraq. Sahaba stood there. Abdullah ibn Umar, Abdullah ibn Zubayr, Abdullah ibn Abbas, Muhammad bin Hanafiyah, his brother. They cried and they begged him, please Hussein, our brother, don't go. These people, Ahlul Iraq, Ahlul Nifaq. The majority of them, you saw what they did to your father. You saw what they did to your brother. And you still want to go? He said, no, I have to go. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu goes, and before that he sent Muslim bin Aqil, his cousin. And remember the day he left on the 8th of Zulhijjah, there in Iraq, Muslim bin Aqil is martyred and murdered on the 9th of Zulhijjah, the day of Arafat, day in Iraq. It was not like our time now, you know. You just press a button and everything, breaking news. By the time they were traveling, the news came. Muslim bin Aqil has been martyred. Sayyidina Hussein said, let's go back. Because now he knows that these people are deceived him. The sons of Muslim, rahimahullah, said, no, we must carry on. Then they met there at Karbala. So the Maidan is Maidan-e-Tufuf. I went, alhamdulillah. And remember, the area is called Karbala. It's Thursday, the 9th of Muharram, the year 61. And see how these people, in deep down their hearts, even they knew. They said, Salat time, no, we won't make two jamaats. You, Sayyidina Hussein, you be the Imam and we will read Salat behind. Imagine the Salat they read behind, Sibtu Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, behind the Nawasa and grandson. My message to you, my brothers, is today, this is the conclusion. Man qatala al-Husayn radiallahu anhu arda. Who martyred and murdered Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu? That is the key question. You come now with me, wherever I, in this next week I've been Durban, everywhere we all. So I take few pages with me, and we make copies, 100, whatever, to give out to the ulama. So anyone wants it, it's in Arabic, so I'm giving you the references, not our references. All this, we can be biased and prejudiced. He raises his Mubarak hands. وَدَعَى عَلَى شِيَتِهِ, and he makes bad dua against the Shias. He curses the Shias. اللَّهُمَّ إِن مَتَّعْتَهُمْ إِلَىٰ حِينَ فَفَرِّقْهُمْ فِرَقًا وَلَا تَرْضَ الْغُلَاتُ أَنْهُمْ أَبَدًا. Ya Allah, these people, they told me they're coming to help us, but you make them into splinter groups. Never let the rulers be happy with them. And Ya Allah, they came here, the slogan to help us, فَقَتَلُونَا, but they are murdering our people. They're murdering us, Ahlul Bayt. That is how Sayyidina Hussein gave his life. The murderers, the Shias. The book, Irshad of Sheikh Mufid Shia. Second one, if you want to know of any incident, ask the eyewitness. Who's the eyewitness? Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's son, Hazrat Zainul Abidin, was very ill during those days. He did not participate, they left him. And he spoke to the Shias afterwards. And he told them, you, ya ahl al-Kufa, ya ahl al-Shia, innakum da'awtum abi, you invited my father, you gave him all the letters, summa taraktumu wa khazaltumu, you left him in a lurch, and you deceived him. Now, my brothers, the question I'm posing to you, because some of us, South Africa, Africa, we're still very sympathetic to them, and we say, yeah, these people, how can we say they're non-Muslim? This is the fatwa of Hazrat Zainul Abidin, the son of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, who's an eyewitness to the Ma'rika, the battle that that took place in Karbala. He posed this question to them, بِأَيِّ أَيْنٍ تَنْظُرُونَ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم. You, the murderers of my beloved father, how will you face Mustafa صلى الله عليه وسلم tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah? وَهُوَ يَكُونُ لَكُمْ. And Habibuna صلى الله عليه وسلم will tell you, قَاتَلْتُمْ إِتْرَتِي. You murdered my grandson. وَانْتَهَرْتُمْ حُرْمَتِي. You desecrated the lofty exalted rank of ours. We are Ahlul Nabi. We are Ahlul Bayt. And فَلَسْتُمْ مِنْ أُمَّتِي. You don't belong to this ummah. Ihtijaj is the book's name, and the author's name is Abu Mansur Tabrasi. I'm giving you the references, all Shia books. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha is the mother of Sayyidina Hussein. His daughter's name is Fatima Sughra, Sayyidina Hussein's daughter. She was there very young. Fatima Kubra, the mother, radiallahu anha. The daughter, Fatima Sughra. The aftermath, she addresses them. Ya ahl al-makr, ya ahl al. She told them, you are the people of deception and you are enemies of ours. You killed my father today. Kama qataltum jaddi bil ams. Previously, you are the same ones who murdered my grandfather, Sayyidina Ali. Do you know what this kuffar Shia did? You come to my house, I show you. They have books. And what they said, they sang poetry, the Shias. They said, Nahnu qatalna aliyan wa bani aliyi bisuyufin hindiyatin wa rimahi. Yes, we murdered Sayyidina Ali. Yes, we murdered Sayyidina Hussein. And we used the swords and the spears made in India. What bigger evidence you want, my brothers? So therefore, you have to be clear. We belong to Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah. And we don't have anything to do with Shias. Be very clear on this issue. Otherwise, I'll pose to you the same question. That Sayyidina Zainul Abidin posed to them, the murderers of his father, بِأَيِّ أَيْنٍ تَنْظُرُونَ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم. How will you stand in front of the Master alayhi salam and answer? Think about that. May Almighty Allah increase our love for Almighty Allah, for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Ahlul Bayt, and all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, and keep us with Iman and Islam according to the Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah. Inshallah, Mawlana Musa Rawat will render the khutbah and salat. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.